Good morning, Wake Up HEC, Chris Oviedo and Brendan Byrd.
Good morning.
Coming to you this morning. It is Wednesday, May the 22nd. I wanted to say April there for a moment.
Yeah.
I'm going back in time.
It's not really that cool this morning, so it's pretty
beautiful day. You know, I have to say, I know that yesterday I kind of complained a little bit about how cold it was, but it turned out to be a beautiful, beautiful day.
It was.
And I really think that nice. We are finally getting a little bit of that real spring that we usually miss here in Maryland, yeah. You know?
I know exactly what you mean.
So so I am pretty content, actually, with this weather. I have a little sweater. I take it off later. Kind of like I'm back at home, back in Quito, which that's how it is in Quito, Ecuador. For most of the year, actually, you have a sweater in the mornings. And I'm talking to a couple of guests that we have here in the studio. I know you've heard me say the story before if you're listening to us, but if you're watching on Facebook, you'll see that we have a full studio this morning with two very special guests. But in Quito, that's how it is, you know. At night it gets cold, but then throughout the day is just really nice and it's sunny, so you don't need that sweater anymore. You find a place to store it. Around 6:30, 7 o'clock, you're looking for it again because it's getting a little cold again, just like it is right now. So some people call it perfect weather. I call it Quito weather. So
I think it's perfect. I'm wearing my shorts.
There you go. And this morning we are going to talk about a couple of programs that happen here in Howard County, and we have two very special guests with us. Judy Miller, she is the Social Day Program Director at Glenwood. Good morning.
Good morning.
And then we have Andrea Bryant. She is program assistant. So good morning to you guys and welcome.
Good morning.
And, you know, we are going to talk about kindred spirits, and we're going to talk about I'm blanking on the name right now, Connection Social Day programs offered through the county. But before we do that, I always like to get to know my guests a little bit, you know, just to find out if you're from here, or how did you make that connection with Howard County in Columbia? And, you know, at the end of the day, how did you come to work in this program? So whoever wants to take it first.
I'll start.
Yeah.
I was born in Baltimore City.
Okay.
And I was a stay-at-home mom, and I raised my children in Catonsville. My husband was a Baltimore County Fire Department, and he is now retired. And when my oldest son went to college, I decided to go back to school. And I went to CCBC.
Oh,
and
that's wonderful.
It was. It was time to find something for mom.
Yeah.
And I did. I was very fortunate that I got my degree in an occupational therapy assistant. I'm a licensed occupational therapy assistant. I did my field work for Howard County Office on Aging. Mm-hmm. And I went to Hebron House at that time. That was similar to our Connections program. It was called Senior Center Plus. I loved it. And they offered me a job. And so right out of school, I started with Howard County, and I've been with Howard County Office on Aging and Independence for 22 years.
That's great. Wow. That's great. Mm-hmm. And you did that with a two-year degree. Did I hear that right?
I did. That
and
is
you did
true.
That later in your life?
Very much later, 45.
You know, and I didn't think that we were going to talk about that this morning, but that's great that you brought that up, because I know that a lot of people are intimidated of, like, you know, I've already kind of lost my opportunity, mm-hmm. right? I dedicated my life to my family, and that's it, right?
You're right, and you're right. My son was going to college, and there was something that mom
yes.
had to do, and so I think a lot of people go through what I went through.
How was that experience, you know, having your son in college and you being in college at the same time?
And I still had two at home.
There you
but
go.
But they were in wow. high school. It was tough.
Yeah.
Especially, yeah. I was the oldest student in the class. Mm-hmm. But it was a wonderful experience also.
That's great. That's great. And now you're here, and, you know, your
yes.
education allowed you for better
opportunities.
And I
have a lot of life experience. When I started back at school, I had life experience.
Right. Right. Which a lot of the students, when they first come in,
absolutely.
They don't have that. So it's great. That's it's kind of my experience as well. Not that I was one of the oldest students in my classrooms mm-hmm. because I did take a break as well. The age difference wasn't as big as what you're letting me know. You know, it was for you right now, but it was a big difference. It was a big. I could see, you know, that just those extra 5-6 years that I had on the kids mm-hmm. in the classroom mm-hmm. really made a difference mm-hmm. on my experience and the experience that they were having. And many times they would, it was funny because many times they were looking for like the leaders. And I don't know if you had that experience too, but if it was like, okay, we're going to have a group project and who's going to be the manager of the group? And it was like, everybody just looked at me immediately. I was like, well, you're the older one. You're the mature one. So why don't you take the lead? You know,
yeah, you're the group's mom.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's like you're a mom in real life. So might as well. Mm. Right. Did you
That's
have that
true.
Experience?
Yes, very much so.
Which is a fun experience. And it made it, you know, it made it for a very entertaining and just very, I don't know, it was warming. It was heartwarming to have that, right?
And you're right. You're right.
So if you're listening, I mean, I know that that's not the point of the conversation today, but if you're listening.
We could do a whole show on
yes.
That.
Right.
Yeah. I have a very short story. She has story.
A similar story. Really? All right. So before we give you our takeaway from this conversation, why don't we let Andrea tell us a little bit about her story?
Yeah. So very similar in the sense, I grew up here in Howard County. And went off to college at University of Maryland, mm-hmm. Got a degree in journalism, came out, got a job, decided to have children, mm-hmm. and decided to stay home with my children. And like Judy, at I guess my mid-40s, decided, well, you know, my kids are in school full time and it's time I need to figure out what I'm going to do with myself. And I'd never really done anything with my journalism degree. So I, you know, I just didn't really find a passion there. So I just kind of had a girlfriend who was an occupational therapist.
Okay.
And I'd always been interested in that. And so she told me about the program at CCBC. And so there's a plug in there for Community College of Baltimore
Community
County.
College. Yeah. And that's another show, that. Right?
And so I, you know, I looked into it and I said, yeah, I could go. And Towson has an exceptional occupational therapy program where you can get a master's. But I was kind of like, do I spend tens of thousands of dollars going back and getting a master's, or I can do this program and, you know, do similar work. Mm-hmm. And so I went that way, and it was a great experience. Like Judy, mm-hmm. I did a field work, my level two, at Glenwood, and which ties in very well because that's when Kindred Spirits started. So it was in January of 2011. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that you do your two level twos at the end. And so she was just starting this program, and it was, I loved it there, and it was perfect for me. I still had, both of my kids were still in school. They were middle school and high school. And it was, for me, it was part-time. And so, yeah, it was just, it was such a feel-good. Mm. You go in, both the Connection Social Day program and the Kindred Spirits program out at Glenwood, and you're just going in and you're making people, you know, have a nice day. And feeling a part of the community. And so, you know, when I left, I went off, took my exam, and in October they had an opening, and
here you are.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
Right.
So let's dive right into the Kindred Spirits Social Club. But before we do that, I just want to say, you know, I mean, you have in one room three examples that it's never too late, right? It is
Absolutely.
Never too late to start and get your career going.
I haven't
and
made the jump to motherhood. I think when I do, Mama will want something else. And Mama will go back to school.
There you go.
Well, you know, you learn in life. Yeah. You know,
it's not too late for you, Brendan. It's not too late.
It's
you still
late.
Have time.
No, you're absolutely right. All joking aside, you're absolutely right. It's never too late for anyone. You see it more and more.
Right.
It's more and more so common. When I was going to UMBC, I would see more adult like students who are a little more non-traditional, more experienced.
That's what we were called, non-traditional students. Right. Yeah.
I would say more experienced.
And it makes a huge difference when you go back the second time around. You know, the first time
you're serious about it.
Yes,
you're very
exactly.
serious about it.
Very serious about it, and you have a goal and a focus, and yeah, it
It's a very conscious decision that you're making going back to school that late in life.
Want to come over to the dorm and do Jaeger bombers? No, I want a job. So you have fun with that. Exactly. I'm going to go pursue my career.
Right. So it's never too late. Community colleges are a great, great way to go back into school. That's how I started as well. I bounced a little bit. You know, I was a foreign student, so I had all of that to handle as well. So I bounced from Baltimore City Community College to Anne Arundel Community College, and then I ended up right here at Howard Community College. Mm-hmm. And you know, as I was going through that, kids came into the picture, and it just kind of like made my journey in school a lot longer. But looking back, I mean, it really feels like it had to be that way, because otherwise my life would be very different today. So so it's not too late. Take a look at what Howard Community College offers. Yeah. They offer great programs, education is great, community colleges. I know there's a stigma, which I didn't, coming into this country, didn't realize there was a stigma against community colleges. And the more that I'm here, I continue to hear about it. I'm like, you know, my experience will tell you otherwise. I came here and I felt like I was already at a university, coming right into a community college, because that was my first experience of college here in the States, and it never felt like I was continuing in high school. Never ever did it feel that way.
To an extent, someone's a bit of a financial scam. Like, even if you don't want to go to a community college for your entire tenure, a lot of people can just do their gen eds here.
Right.
It's much more affordable, and then go to
Absolutely.
The university.
Absolutely.
If you want to do that, I would recommend that. Saves a lot of money.
And that's my son goes to Howard Community College right now, and he actually went to school last year to a four-year school, mm-hmm. and he, you know, wasn't sure what he wanted to do, and it was, well, come back to the community college,
right.
Because
figure
it's
it out.
Much more affordable to figure it out here than it is to
in a four-year school, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's less intimidating with smaller sizes and, you know, things like that. But again, that's not what we're here.
Right. We can do a whole show on all of that. Oh, yes.
I'll bring you guys back for another conversation on that another day. Let's dive into the Kindred Spirit Social Club and the Connections Social Day program. So you guys said that it started kind of like at the same time as you
transitioned. 8 years ago. The Alzheimer's Association approached Howard County Office on Aging and Independence, and they wanted to start an early stage memory loss program. They're finding out that people are diagnosed earlier in life, and there wasn't anything for that population.
Interesting.
They still may be driving, making their own decisions. Mm. Some are still working. Some are can do their ADLs. But a typical senior center could be very confusing to them. They could get lost. They could maybe, it would be difficult with directions and so on.
Or not getting to the program on time.
Or signing up for a program.
Signing up for a program. Mm-hmm.
So when you say they're detecting them earlier, what age group are we talking about?
Well, they're being diagnosed earlier.
Yes.
Because because we could do a whole show on this too, different types of dementias, but you know, you have early onset Alzheimer's, and you have Alzheimer's. So, you know, typically it's over the age of 65.
And many people come with mild cognitive impairment. Yeah.
Okay.
And they can be, when we started, we had people that were in their 50s.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're talking very early.
Yeah. Oh, we are.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are. Yes. So therefore, they had trouble maneuvering the senior center, and they really were too high functioning for the social day programs. Mm. So cognitively, they were too high functioning. So therefore, this has been a really good fit.
Yeah. It's like a transition almost.
It is.
You are not where you need to be to access the services yet.
Right.
But you can still have a life just not exactly the way you're used to it.
And they needed structure and supervision.
Hmm. Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what does the Kindred Program, Spirit Social Club, offer?
Well, it's socialization for people in the experience memory loss.
Mm-hmm.
And it's companionship, emotional support, and it's a safe environment.
Right.
And I say safe, and I mainly say that because we've had an experience with one of our participants now. the beginning of our day is a 1 hour coffee and conversation, which is most of them will say is their favorite part of the day. Anything goes.
Anything.
Yeah. Yes. And we have a senior now who is very outgoing, very talkative. If you come in to visit us, he's the first one that wants to tell you about our program.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then he would say to me, Judy, I'm an introvert. And I looked at it, and then his wife
confirms it.
Yes, and one day I said to him, I don't understand, why are you different here? Huh. And he said, it's safe.
Oh, interesting.
I feel safe.
Interesting.
So he's safe to express himself.
Accepted.
He's safe.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because people that have, you know, once they get diagnosed, you know, oftentimes it's because they're having difficulties. You know, they're having difficulties carrying on a conversation, maybe finding words, maybe they're getting lost. And so, you know, being with a group of people, their peers, perhaps out in socializing, you know, they stop communicating, they stop having conversation, they get quieter because, you know, they're losing track of the conversation or they can't find this word and it becomes embarrassing.
Mm.
So in our group, you know, you're with people who are like you.
Right.
And it's very accepting.
Right. Non-judgmental, yes.
Not at all.
Yeah. And, you know, and especially early on, you know, people are reluctant to tell their friends, their family that they have, you know, a type of dementia.
Right.
You know, Alzheimer's or mm-hmm. Lewy body, whatever it may be. And there's a certain stigma attached mm-hmm. to it. So, you know, and they come to our program and it's just, you know, and we do activities where they can feel successful. And so they just don't feel that. They feel safe. They feel supported.
That's great. That's great. It's good to have that.
We've had people come that really don't want to admit to other people that they have a memory loss. They've come into our program and their families will say to us, oh my goodness, my mom will go everywhere and say, I have a memory loss and it's okay. So they feel very comfortable
right.
and safe.
They understand.
They realize that there's other people and they look like them
mm-hmm.
have the same disease.
Yeah, they're not isolated.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you sort of lose that stigma attached to it. Mm-hmm. You know, it is a disease. Absolutely. It's not something you did to, you know, mm-hmm. or something you could prevent necessarily.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, consciously
right.
prevent, you know. And I think that's, you know, what people need to understand is it is a disease of the brain and, you know, and it progresses.
Right.
And right now there is no cure. And, you know, and so people are going to, they act and behave differently or, you know, they're going to do things, they're going to get lost.
Right.
And you just, you know, and it's in our group, you know, we can talk about that.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great because, mm-hmm. Like you guys were saying, you know, most of us are not familiar with it. We haven't gone through it or we haven't met somebody, right? Then we really don't understand it. Like, I can't say that I have firsthand experience. I really haven't met anyone yet. And no matter how much I read and no matter how much I talk to people or, you know, we've had a couple conversations surrounding this topic before. Mm-hmm. And I'm able to understand and kind of like visualize what it might be, but I really don't have any experience with it. Like I don't feel like I would mm-hmm. be prepared to help somebody. You know
right.
what I mean?
And this is part of the difficulty too, is when, you know, like our participants, when they're out in the general public, they go to a restaurant,
right.
You know, they look like everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, to say the waiter comes over and they're having a hard time making decisions
right.
becomes very difficult, you mm-hmm. know, and when there are a lot of choices and you're trying to, you know, they may not be able to do that. And so perhaps somebody else has to do that for them, you know, and then people are like, oh, you know.
Right.
Why you can't even order, you know,
right, because we don't understand it.
Absolutely.
Right.
I mean, maybe we don't want to be that way and we don't mean to be that way. It's just that we don't understand
right.
the situation and we are not prepared to handle it with the mm-hmm. care that it needs. Because mm-hmm. that's really what I hear you guys saying is that it's just that understanding and that care that comes into, you know, letting them know that it's okay,
right.
We're here for you mm-hmm. and we understand it.
And then people will go and they'll say, you know, I have dementia or forgive me, you know, I have difficulty
mm-hmm. right.
making, you know, it's difficult for me to make a decision like,
right.
you know. And that comes, I think, part of the program too is, you know, again, that acceptance of
and that
you know,
becomes advocating for themselves, you know,
right.
when they go out in public and to other places, into the world, let's call it that, right? Mm-hmm. To just be able to come out and say that and accept it that way, that I feel that that's the first way to advocate for themselves, because then, you know, everybody else around it, whoever they encounter, will have at least that knowledge, maybe not the preparation like we were saying to handle it, but at least maybe more compassion, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and maybe yes. more patience, yes. And allow them to function right. in a better way. So Connection Social mm-hmm. Day Program, Kindred Spirit Social Club. What's the difference between the two?
Well, Connections is for anyone, adults, 18 and older, and it's for people having trouble with their activities, daily life, and socialization. And also they have cognitive and physical disabilities.
Okay.
Right. So they could be further along yes. in dementia or.
Need
right,
more assistance, maybe need assistance in the bathroom and okay. cutting their food, you know, adapting right. the activities for them.
Okay. Right.
And it's, yeah, and again, it's 18 and older, mm-hmm. although our average age is generally older adults.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it, you know, the Office on Aging, it's the Office on Aging and Disabilities, mm-hmm. and we, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And so some of the requirements to participate, let's start with the Kindred Spirit Social Club. What mm-hmm. do those look like? You know,
Kindred Spirits?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you have to have a medical diagnosis of a memory loss. And you have to know that you have memory loss, be able to talk about it or just admit that you have one, or be able to have a discussion and maybe stay on topic. And
right. So we have had, you know,
verbal ability.
Okay.
But you need to be able to contribute to the conversation.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Right, because you guys said that you start with a coffee and conversation.
Right.
And so.
And you have to be able to follow conversation
okay.
also.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, so it says here that it's a 4-hour structured program, right, that supports mm-hmm. deal with the changes that they're going through. Mm-hmm. So through this 4 hours that this program happens, what are all the things? So we talked about the coffee, and then what happens
right.
after
we
that?
We do exercise every time we meet and we have an instructor that comes in. Different types of exercises.
Okay.
And then we have an hour of an activity, and it can be in the senior center itself. We go to the speakers. You might see us walk in the gym. You know, in the winter, we take laps in the gym. And then we'd have other programs that we do by ourselves. And it could
right.
be
We can do art music. Programs. We've got musicians that come in.
We have a support group.
You know, our exercise programs, we do Qigong. We do seated yoga.
Mm.
We have a woman that does more of like a cardio workout. So it's very mindful. But they've shown, you know, exercise is a great way to kind of, you know, maintain your functional independence and abilities. And then, you know, we'll run programs, like Judy said. We might play a game, Jeopardy, crossword puzzles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we take field trips.
Oh, fun.
Well, that's right. We're going to Annapolis in about 2 weeks.
So
take a boat
fun.
Ride
yeah.
and then go out to lunch, have a crab cake luncheon. And the other thing is we do invite family members yeah. on the field trips.
And that's a big part, family yes. members, is we provide respite for mm-hmm. caregivers.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, a lot of our participants, you know, a lot of them are still, you know, they have a spouse that's caring for them, mm-hmm. or it could be they're living with family. And so it's a way for them to get some time for themselves and to do things that they need to do.
So when mm-hmm. when the members come in, do they just get dropped off, and then is it just the two of you guys handling, you know, all of the activities, or how does that work?
Some people come on the bus, RTA. We have transportation. They'll pick up anywhere in Howard County.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have people from out of Howard County. So you can come to our
okay.
programs. If you I have some people from Carroll County, Montgomery County, but they drop them off. And
we do have another co-worker there, mm-hmm. Bridget. Well, shout out to Bridget.
Mm-hmm. Right.
she's the other program
she's
assistant.
She's covering for us
yes.
right now. So we're allowed to be here
because right.
we're open from 9 to 1. So.
Okay.
Right.
So it's business hours right now for
yes.
you guys.
Yes,
and
it is
Monday through Friday?
So Kindred Spirits is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Glenwood. And then Tuesday, Thursday is the Connection Social Day Program.
Okay.
Howard County runs two other social day programs, mm-hmm. Connection Social Day Programs. One in North Laurel at the Community Center there, and then one in Ellicott City at the 50 Plus Center.
Mm-hmm.
And those programs both run 5 days per week. Ellicott City is 10 to 2, and North Laurel is 9:30 to 1:30. So the Connection Social Day program is a little different in that the bus will take you, if you're taking RTA transit, that it will take you to the closest senior center. So if you're living out in the western part of the county, it's going to take you to Glenwood. If you live in the Ellicott City area and parts of Columbia, it'll take you to Ellicott City. And then, you know, with North Laurel, the same. So that's kind of the difference there. The Connection Social Day program as well is also a four-hour program. And it has a sliding scale for its fee structure, so it's kind of a little bit different than the
Kindred if you Spirits. Live in Howard County.
If you live in if you live in Howard County,
so both these programs have a fee associated to them.
Yes. Kindred Spirits is $30 per day
per day
for everything.
Okay,
right. That's including lunch. It includes
a snack and a lunch.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and you were asking about other support in the for the program. So the 50 Plus Center out at Glenwood, they have fantastic staff. You know, a lot of what we do, we could not do without the staff there. Regina Jenkins and Kathy Burkett do a phenomenal job with programming, and they do a lot of their programming. They'll program with our group in mind. So when they get speakers come in, they come in during the 11 o'clock hour so that our participants can go. Kathy will do the fused glass with our participants.
Oh, nice.
And, we have a wonderful nutritionist. They do special lunches, Stephanie. So it really is a collaborative effort from the whole staff there. And then, you know, we're in a Rec and Parks building. So we have access to, there's a gym there. I mean, it's a wonderful facility. It really is.
It sounds like a great program. It really sounds like something that people should definitely take advantage of. Now, is there, for people to register, is this like a drop-off? Is there a process before they can register? How does that work if somebody's listening?
Yes. Basically, they should call me or look online at Howard County.
Howard County, MD.gov.
Yep. Kindred Spirits.
/Kindred Spirits.
Or call, they can call me at 410-313-5441. And I will talk to the caregiver or the participant, ask them a few questions, and invite them to come in. And I will interview them for a couple minutes. And if I feel as though they're appropriate, that they can have conversation and they know they have a memory loss, I'll take them back and visit with the members during coffee and conversation. And I think that's really important because I like them to see that they look like them. They look like you and me. You would not look at them and say, oh, they have a memory loss. Mm. They have lunch in the lunchroom with the seniors that come to the building.
Right.
And no, you could never pick out who has a memory loss. They eat with them, they socialize with them. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful program.
And that I guess that fact, the fact that they are already there amongst others, you know, not only with people who share, right, this illness, but then they interact with others who do not share.
Absolutely.
And they have, like you were saying, a normal day, right? And
yes,
you're not
do.
Able to pick them out.
But it's good for the, it also helps with just creating that compassion and empathy among the public. Because, you know, people will ask us, oh, what is this group?
Right.
Because, we travel as a group. Then we can explain to them. And often, too, that helps then, if they are having a conversation and the person repeats themselves several times, they understand. Oh, yeah,
And the public can ask them. And they will tell the public about, Kindred Spirits.
That's great. And that's where I was going with that. Is like, it's that interaction that, it's not only because we're obviously focusing on those receiving the services, but everybody around that, like you guys were saying, is bringing awareness. And it's kind of like just by doing what you guys are doing, you guys are breaking the stigma and showing everybody that, it does not discriminate, that it's not a certain group that you are able to look at and say, oh, yeah, that they definitely have, something.
Awesome.
It's like, this is just regular people, you and me. And
that has been one of our experiences, too, is that we get people from all walks of life.
Yes.
So, you know, we've had CEOs, we've had teachers, principals, we've had doctors. PhDs, doctors, people in the military. We've had, you know, stay-at-home moms. We've had, you know, just anybody from any walk of life that has come through. You know, the disease does not discriminate.
Right.
And you know, and the other thing to understand, too, is, you know, one person you've seen with dementia is one person you've seen with dementia. You know, everybody is unique, and the disease takes on different forms in different people. And so it really, you know, bringing that awareness to the public is really important.
So just to wrap our conversation up, I'd like to do two things. One is if you guys could bring a message to anybody who might be listening or might be watching this broadcast and, you know, maybe is starting to see things, you know, in somebody and doesn't know where to turn, doesn't know what to do. You know, if you could just talk to them directly and either invite them or give them some words of hope, maybe.
Could I just start with this is a transition group. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've mentioned that. Everyone will transition out of this program. And most
the Kindred Spirits program.
Yes, the Kindred Spirits. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And usually they transition to the Connections program. So it's great that Howard County has two programs to offer people.
Right.
So leading into that, I would say, you know, if you are noticing changes in a loved one, Alzheimer's Association, ALZ.org, great place to go. To get more information and signs and symptoms to look for. Otherwise, Howard County has a phenomenal Office on Aging and Independence. There you can call. We have caregiver specialists. You can go on the howardcountymd.gov/aging. And, you know, all the services are there. We have a Maryland Access Point, which is information and referral service. And they are, most of them, I believe, are social workers that man that. Mm-hmm. And they can provide any number of resources and referral information for persons. Or they can contact us at the Connection Social Day programs or the Kindred Spirits. Mm-hmm. You know, we can often then, you know, hand them off to other people that we for services that we think they might need. But, you know, that the first step I would say is, you know, go on the website and you really, I mean, the county has so many wonderful programs and people that, you know, knowledgeable people. Mm-hmm.
Who are ready, prepared, and just waiting for you to call, and they will direct you in the right way. Thank you so much for that. HowardCountyMD.gov/KindredSpirits if you want to talk directly to these two lovely ladies that I have here in studio with me today, Judy and Andrea, or HowardCountyMD.gov/aging if you just have broader questions maybe. Yes. So thank you guys so much for coming in. We really appreciate all this information.
Thank you.
That closes our stream for today. We'll stay on Facebook for just a couple more minutes. Have a wonderful Wednesday and enjoy the beautiful weather.
Yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.